Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Quentin couldn't sleep. Quentin sat up in his bed aboard the Touchback. They were still about a day away from the Skorno-Prawat border. Seizing the ship, kicking out Captain Kate, that had been easy. But during the two-day trip, Quentin had plenty of time to dwell on his decision. He was putting everyone in danger. For the players, that was okay, as they had agreed to come along. But he kept coming back to what Becca had said, that the crew didn't seem to have any choice in the matter. Quentin didn't want to think about it. He needed to clear his head and figured a few reps in the virtual practice room would do the trick.
Computer?
Yes, Quentin?
Activate the virtual practice room. Get the systems warmed up so I can run some reps against the criminals.
The room is already active and in use.
Quentin looked at the time display on his holotank. 2:15 a.m., ship time.
Computer, is Becca Montaigne using the VR room?
Yes, Quentin.
Quentin slapped the bed. Quentin stood up, grabbed his pants, then strode into his living room.
Put it on the tank.
Quentin slid his left leg into the pants as his room's holotank flared to life. The holotank showed the VR room. Becca was there, wearing orange practice gear.
3-23!
Becca looked out at a holographic defense clad in white and purple, the Yawl criminals.
Damn it, Becca, I've had just about enough of this.
Quentin looked around to see if he'd thrown a shirt on the couch, then paused to watch the play. Becca took the snap. She dropped back 3 steps and was instantly under pressure from the blitzing linebacker, Forrest Dane Cawthorn. Becca spun to her left as Cawthorn drove at her feet. Even though his arms were holographic, she still avoided them, blithely hopping over his outstretched hands. Becca ran down the left sideline, her powerful legs chewing up the yards.
She's fast.
Criminals' defensive tackle, Anthony Meters, broke his block and came free. Becca stopped on a dime and pushed backwards. Meters' arms reached for her but missed. She took 1 strong step forward, then gunned the ball. The brown ball whipped downfield and slid between 2 criminals' defensive backs to pass through the chest of a holographic Haywick. Pass complete for 17 yards.
That's a great pass.
Quentin sat on the couch. He'd known that Becca could throw and that Becca could run, but he'd never seen her put it all together. Quentin watched her run another play. As Becca dropped back and looked downfield, for some reason, Quentin thought of the nickname of that Tier 2 team from Venus, the Valkyries. John had said they were women warriors of old Earth who fought alongside their men. The concept was standard practice in every modern human and heavy-G military where men and women had fought side by side for centuries. But in Earth's ancient times, for a woman to step into battle must have meant she was special, that she was tough, that she was just as willing to fight for what she wanted as any man. Becca Montaigne, a modern-day Valkyrie. The concept made Quentin realize something. For all the study he did on every player he faced, for all his work developing his teammates, he had never, not even once, watched footage of Rebecca Montaigne playing quarterback. If she was good enough to be his backup, at the very least, Quentin would have to reconsider trading Don Pine.
Computer, do you have any games from the NFL?
We have many, but not all. As we are in punch space and we cannot access the net, I can only offer you the games that are in my storage.
Search Green Bay Packers games with Rebecca Montaigne at quarterback.
I have Green Bay versus the Jakarta Jacksons in the divisional playoffs of 2682.
Offensive plays only.
In the holotank, the Packers, in their green jerseys and yellow helmets, lined up for the first play of the game.
Damn, but they had ugly uniforms.
Graphic Audio presents Galactic Football League 4, The MVP, Part 2, by Scott Sigler. Narrated by Michael John Casey, with performances by Michael John Casey, Michael Glenn, Evan Casey, Erica Rose, Jonathan Church, Terrence Aselford, Nick DePinto, Matthew Schley, Laura C. Harris, Scott Graham, Eric Messner,
sample complete. Ready to continue?